In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, it's obviously too much to talk about here for a short sermon. And we have to get a running start at the text, really, because we have to kind of, as Matt told me as we came in, you got to get the therefore first. The therefore is all about Paul's strange habit of tearing veils from people. It's kind of a dangerous thing to do. It's usually not a very pretty sight. Not so much their sins that they do, but their false gods, the things that provide them with their identity and security and meaning. But his hope in the glory of Christ made Paul bold to proclaim a message of condemnation against those false gods. Paul was a law gospel preacher, you know. But even that, more than that, he enjoyed the ministry of proclaiming the glory that frees people and that brings righteousness from the cross, through the empty tomb, through the baptismal font, into the daily lives of his people. He was, after all, you know, a preacher of repentance and the forgiveness of sins. And so he did not lose heart. Paul had so many reasons to lose heart. There were beatings, there were imprisonments, there were shipwrecks, indefinite jail terms, contempt of his own people, his worry over why his own people didn't accept the Messiah now that he had come. And I suspect that worst of all was Paul's thorn in the flesh, this messenger of Satan, this angel straight from hell. I know we usually say, well, it was his eyesight or something, and I suspect it was a sin. Not a capital crime, obviously. Some petty, hackneyed, dirty little sin that just kept popping up, despite the best efforts that he describes in Romans 7. That's what would drive a champion Pharisee to give up on any claim of righteousness for himself, so that God's strength could be made perfect in his weakness. Paul talks in our text about God's light shining out of the darkness, that recreative light that echoes the creative light of Genesis 1. That's what shined on him on the way to Damascus. He was on the way to Damascus in the service of a God who was a dead ringer. Did you get it? A dead ringer? It was a dead ringer for the God of Abraham, an imitation Yahweh, a God fashioned by God's own people, an electing God, a choosing God, who just demanded the confirmation of his decision in the works above all of the Pharisee. That imitation Yahweh had blinded Paul for most of his life, for all his career up to that point. And then he got blinded by the light of Christ. That imitation Yahweh got thrown away on the road to Damascus, left there to lie in the dust, because Paul had come to see that it was in the glory of the face of Christ, the beaten, bloody, broken face of Christ, that his hope, his righteousness, and his own glory consisted. Must have been terribly embarrassing for Paul to realize that he was on the way to wipe out the people that he was about to join. But I don't think Paul let it bother him. He was on his way now with a more important mission, to let Christ's life shine out of darkness and cut through the veils that prevented people from seeing Jesus. Paul got his sight back as he was baptized, as he was taken into Christ's tomb where his sins were left behind. as he was taken into the full righteousness of Christ and into the glory of being his child, so that he might walk in his footsteps. My time's about up. And I didn't really figure out how to end the sermon. I think you're going to have to do that for me. I think you'll have to take 2 Corinthians 4 with you into the coming days and look again through your own veils at the face of Christ. That's a face that's beaming with joy and with love and with delight at you, of all people, calling you back to the tasks he gives you as his children, tasks that he has confirmed and is confirming for you in the midst of his world as you go around ripping veils off your own and other people's lives, so that together as God's people, we may look at the glory of his face and receive from it the joy of our salvation. What a face. That's the way it is on this fifth Thursday after the Epiphany of our Lord in his year 2014. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.